T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, listen, I want to talk about, we talk about certain elements of COVID. What we try to do here on the morning show is, Brian and company, is sort of complement the headlines and get a little more texture to what we're hearing. And part of that is, you know, getting a sense of what's going on in our hospitals here in Connecticut. And Jennifer Jackson, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us from the Connecticut Hospital Association. Jennifer, Happy New Year. How are you?
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and good morning.
So, you know, I guess I want to start, you know, we hear the headlines that, you know, hospitals are strained. And first of all, how true is it here in Connecticut with the uptick in hospitalizations, and how does the stress manifest itself?
Well, our system is strained. Our healthcare system is strained throughout the country, as you note, and certainly we're experiencing it in Connecticut. We're managing, but hospitals are full and they're busy, caring both for COVID and non-COVID patients alike. And hospitals and their staffs have been the backbone of the state's COVID response. We've fought it very successfully, and hospital staff are just absolutely exceptional. But they're exhausted and they're frustrated. We're in our second year of this pandemic.
So, you know, this is maybe a dumb question, but do most hospitals have a COVID ward, or are they dealt with through ER? How does that work now that obviously there's some sort of systemic approach to it?
They do it a variety of different ways. They've actually been, we've learned a lot about how to care for patients both clinically and in terms of how hospitals are set up. So, yes, there are some COVID wards. Certainly a lot of people come through the ED, and I'd love to talk about that in a minute if I could. But there's a variety of ways to approach it, and very creative staffing models, again, applying all the things that we've learned throughout the pandemic.
Well, what did you want to touch on? Do you want to speak to that point right now?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. There are ways, you know, we have so appreciated the sentiment of the public, at least in the beginning of the pandemic, but we're looking for real appreciation for the work of what these amazing staff have done, and we're asking the public to help. First of all, don't come to the emergency department simply for a test. Our emergency departments are there for people who are very ill and need hospital care. So don't go there for a test simply because you're frustrated. Go through a drive-through testing site, take a home test, call your doctor. Second, and important, and this is where the staff are really frustrated, get vaccinated. That is the biggest weapon we have in this pandemic. And if you're vaccinated and you haven't been boosted, get boosted. We don't have anybody in our ICUs on breathing machines with COVID who have been vaccinated and boosted. It's how you fight it. And third, wear a mask. Stop the virus's spread.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer Jackson, Connecticut Hospital Association. You know, is it to the point where, in terms of how busy these hospitals are, that other procedures are not getting done? There's been no sort of ban on elective procedures, but are there certain treatments or people that are just getting turned away because they can't be dealt with?
Well, no one gets turned away, but you're right. There's no blanket prohibition or an absolute stop. We continue to provide care to all who need it, but as you've asked about, certainly we have to take a look. We have to review individual cases to determine what, if any, procedures we can delay because of the strain on the system. Those decisions are made with the patient's clinical needs in mind, balanced with the available resources. So no, not an outright ban, but yes, we are scaling back on procedures and surgeries.
You know, I'm curious, Jennifer, that, you know, I find that especially in the early part of COVID when things got really bad, we didn't, you know, you don't get a lot of imagery and not a lot of doctors and nurses are talking. I always thought that if the sort of tragic element and the real intensity of it was brought to more people's attention, it would sort of help people understand. Is it because the privacy is so guarded, or some of the family, you know, difficulties of losing loved ones, I feel like the media hasn't been able to access it as much as maybe they could. Is that something that, you know, the doctors and nurses, they just don't want to talk about it?
I think that they're all, I mean, certainly the hospitals, physician, nurses, we're happy to talk to the public about this disease because it's very discouraging when we hear that people aren't taking it seriously and, most importantly, when they won't get vaccinated. So I don't think it's a matter of privacy. You know, certainly we'd have to ask the media. I think that it's very important to get the message out about what people need to do. Get vaccinated, get boosted, wear a mask.
All right, we're talking with Jennifer Jackson from the Connecticut Hospital Association. Last question for me is, any part of the state, I don't know if you can speak to this, that's having more difficulty than any others?
It's actually, no, not really at this time. And we do see slight variations in the census and the number of infections. But one of the things that's wonderful about Connecticut, and certainly consumers should be very grateful for, is how hospitals work together. So even if we do experience that, we have plans in place that the hospitals are constantly talking to each other and looking for ways to share resources.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Jennifer, and wish you the best of luck to all your folks that are working so hard.
Thank you. Wear a mask.
All right. Thanks. Jennifer Jackson. I almost said Victoria Jackson from SNL. Connecticut Hospital Association here on Brian and Company.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.